This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a recreational vehicle and tenting area to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewisham Borough, Hobart Hundred, Sussex County.
Sorry.
Containing 4.24 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Crate Myrtle Drive and on the south side of Lotus Lane, approximately 1,200 feet east of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24. The 911 address is 33961 Crate Myrtle Drive, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 18, Parcel 30.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter, and I would note that we have received one comment, which is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Yes, sir, come on up.
All right.
And your name is?
Aaron Oscar Lund.
Okay.
I was nervous about coming up here. I'm real confused.
The microphone needs to be put on.
Let's turn your mic on.
I was nervous about coming up here, but I'm a bit confused on things I heard.
First question I have is, why is this a, what do we call it, a recreational vehicle and tenting area and not a campground?
I was told that we couldn't have kids camp in the yard or people stop and visit for the weekend in RVs. It would be that it wasn't allowed.
Well, you, from your site plan, you've got 12 different campsites.
I was laying this out one time. I pencil drew it, tent sites, campsites. I was just bringing it to the table one time. But I'm not understanding the law. Am I allowed to have visitors and campers?
You're not going to have 12 campsites worth of visitors.
No. I would like at least four or five in the woods cut out for tents and such.
That's a campground.
Okay, then am I applying for the right thing then?
Well, no matter what it's
called,
friends
and family,
you're applying for a campground, you're going to have to comply with the campground requirements.
Okay.
Do you even know what the campground requirements are?
Apparently not, because I didn't know it was going
to get... Because you have to have campsites with dimensional requirements, there has to be buffers, there has to be setbacks from dwellings of other ownership, et cetera.
I've got an idea.
I think I would require all that, but I'm on 4.2 acres there.
Would you like some time to think about this?
About resubmitting?
Well, I'm thinking
I'm very confused on what I heard. He stated that if there's a dwelling there, people can camp in tents.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not...
Can I have nephew and nieces camping in the yard?
Yeah, but you're not going to have five or six different campsites and campers with people camping in the yard. That is not permitted by county code.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could it be three or four for a gathering or something?
Well, I'm not going to get into speculation on that.
Yeah,
no, I understand. I'm here because I want to do it by the book. I didn't proceed and have people come and visit, and I didn't want to be
very much.
You guys are driven by complaints. I didn't want to get into that situation.
Okay, well, so on this property you have now, you have a home there, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if you invite your nieces and nephews and they pitch a tent and sleep in a tent.
Yes.
And they don't live there permanently.
Correct.
Then you don't need any permission to do anything.
In-laws.
Now, you can't have 12 people unless you've got an awfully large family.
I would crumble that idea up and throw that away. It was a pencil drawing. I'm coming in front of you guys one time to get permission for this. So if I was going to clear a little bit of the woods for some camping sites, I want to do it one time. Am I allowed to have my in-laws stop in the RV for 3 days?
No, we're not going to get into speculation. We're not going
to. Is someone allowed to visit in a camper?
We're not going to start telling you what you can or can't do.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to. This is an application for a conditional use for what I believe is a campground. And the condition, because you even called on the site plan, conditional use family and friends campground.
Right, that's what I was told it was called.
Well, that's what it is, you know. I mean, we're not going to talk about and start giving you advice based on speculation whether you have people staying in your place.
Okay, is a friends and family campground considered open to the public? Which I understood it was.
It's a campground.
It was private.
It's a campground.
The code.
It doesn't matter
does
if you have friends and family or if you're paying or not. If you've got campsites like this that are going to be established, that's a campground, and you got to follow the code.
Okay.
The county's not going to, we're not going to audit whether you're charging money for things.
Right.
I understand.
You know, I mean, We just don't get in that business. What you've, right. What you're asking to do is a campground. So
your suggestion would be to go back and reevaluate, check all my requirements, and come back again in front of you?
I think what you need to do, because this drawing is, you've admitted, is just on the back of a napkin, but that's the only site plan we've got. I think you need to go talk to an engineer or surveyor and come up with an actual plan that complies with the campground ordinance for Sussex County.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we can, a couple things can happen. We can table this.
What I was going to suggest.
And leave
it's taken me quite a while to get here, like 16 months.
In fairness to you. Yeah. Is number one, you've paid a fee to be here, okay?
Right.
We want you to get your money's worth, okay? And I think maybe tabling it and allowing you to come back with a little more organized and idea of what you want to do and a better understanding of what the code says, because this is, to Mr. Robertson's point, the code doesn't differentiate between a family and friends campground and a for-profit campground. We don't, the county doesn't have the means to police that situation,
okay?
So there's just, either you're applying for a campground or you're not, okay? And I think that's the fundamental decision you have to, you would have to make. If you want to have designated, cleared sites, demarcated, that's a campground, okay?
Okay.
You want to invite your nieces and nephews over and say, put up a tent in the backyard, probably not a big deal.
Right.
Okay. But as Mr. Robertson said, we really can't speculate on any of that. If you put an application in front of us, we have to process it, but we have to process it according to the ordinance.
Okay.
And so I would suggest that one possible course of action here would be that you would simply ask to have your application tabled for the moment to give you the opportunity to study the code, maybe consult with some professionals, either an engineer or an attorney who can help you through this process, and then we'll reschedule you at another time.
Sure. I think that's what I'd like to do then.
I think we just entertain a motion to table this for further consideration to be returned to the agenda at a later date once there's a more formal site plan that's been supplied.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to table conditional use number 2482, Aaron and Pamela Osterlin, to allow the applicant time to evaluate his alternatives.
I have a question.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
Question, what do you think, let's say I get everything together in a month and I resubmit, what's our time frame to get back
in
front of you?
Yeah,
Mr. Whitehouse.
Mr. Whitehouse will work with you on that. We'll do our best to get you worked in somewhere. You won't have to go to the very end of the line.
I do agree with him. The drawing was very,
yeah.
Way more than what I anticipated, yeah. But if I was coming here once, I wanted to make sure enough was enough.
Thank you for wanting to do it right.
I didn't want to be the
ladies in front of the county house said they're complaint driven. So I don't want to be in that situation. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.